Hey folks, this is Glenn Mann, and you're listening to an all-new episode of Glenn is Talking. We're going to be talking about a lottery. We're going to be talking about a cyber attack, also a shooting in Times Square, and some other news. So stay tuned for a new episode, but first, gotta pay some bills, or at least buy the host a cup of coffee. So hold on one moment, and we will continue after a word about this sponsor. Hey folks, Glenn here, and as we start the episode, we've got some good news for people. The Colonial Pipeline is back working, is back on track. The Colonial Pipeline, which is the largest fuel pipeline in the entire United States, restarted operations after a major cyber attack forced it offline. This led to fear about gas shortages, and this fear about gas shortages actually led to gas shortages, mostly in the Southeast, in Virginia, the Carolinas. And you may have seen images on the news or social media of people like filling up containers of gas, or people actually filling up plastic bags with gasoline to transport. Hopefully they made it home okay. But look, Americans love to panic before there's a need to panic. That's actually like maybe our true national pastime. Not baseball, no respect to Major League Baseball, but like irrational fear, or like overcompensating. Yeah, we saw this during the early days of the pandemic, where you went to the store, you couldn't find any toilet paper or paper towels because people were buying them like they were going to be holed up in their apartments and their homes for a year. You know, so it's a sort of apocalyptic outtake. And not even during major emergency. You see this during like storms, right? I notice every time there's like word there might be some severe weather, you go to the store and, you know, people, of course, you want to have, you know, your basic stuff, but people are like buying two shopping carts full of stuff because it might be a rainstorm over the weekend. So why do people do this? I guess there's a sense of they want to feel some sense of control over something, and that's the only thing they have control over is buying something or more of what they may not need. But it's like, it's really crazy. But you see this all the time. And it, like I said, I hope those people that had the gasoline and plastic bags in the back of their trucks, hope they made it home okay. I don't know what's going on there. Now, this attack, the Colonial Pipeline, has raised issues about our national infrastructure, how safe it is. And there's been reports over the years that it is not that safe, that we are in sort of what you call, might call, a precarious position when it comes to security of our electrical grid, our energy resources. That one good timed attack might put us in the dark, or at least put major parts of the country in the dark for some time. And look, why hasn't this country invested in infrastructure over the decades? Who knows why? Why is this a big deal? Well, we see other countries doing this. I mean, why can't we fix some things up? You know, the United States of America has become like that house in the neighborhood where everyone's like, that house is nice looking. That's a good foundation, but it could use some work. Could use the roof needs work, maybe a paint job, fix the driveway, do some landscaping. The United States of America has become that. When you look at other places around the world with, you know, high speed rail and transportation, world class airports, and so come on, let's not be the bummy house on the block. Let's not be the place where we don't want to be that one place in the neighborhood where kids don't want to walk in front of it. Like, oh, that place is haunted. You know, United States. If we don't, you know, we're not paying enough attention to this, and we're becoming sort of the haunted house on the block when it comes to the world community. Now, we're dealing with the pandemic, and we're still dealing with falling vaccination rates. At one point, it would be doing really well, but rates are lagging. Some people just don't want to get the vaccine. Some people are hesitant. Some people just are not eager to do it. So, the state of Ohio has a plan. Governor Mike DeWine, I think it's Mike DeWine, Mike DeWine. He might need some wine after this pandemic, but the governor of Ohio is starting a weekly lottery drawing, where people who get the vaccine qualify to participate in the lottery, and it's going to be like a weekly drawing of like you can win like $1 million, you can win like scholarships to school, you can win tickets to sporting event. I said this in the earlier podcast. If you want to get people vaccinated, you got to bribe them. You got to do something. People made a big deal about Krispy Kreme giving out free donuts before. We got to give people free Big Macs and free milkshakes. Do whatever you can to get people vaccinated. Like, now I know there's going to be some people complaining, like, but I got vaccinated and I didn't get any money. Well, look, your reward is you're healthy and safe now, okay? So don't complain, right? We got to get these other people vaccinated so we all can do better. So now's not the time to be like, oh, what about me, okay? Now, they want to retroactively give people who already been vaccinated some kind of gift card or, a free order of pizza somewhere. Who knows? Okay, fine. Let's do that. But let's get it going. Now, here in New York City, it was sort of a shocking story. Last weekend, there was a shooting in Times Square. Three people were shot, including a four-year-old child. For several days, there was a search for the alleged gunman. When he finally was apprehended on the run in Florida, he was actually arrested in the parking lot of a McDonald's. So, name is Farrakhan Muhammad, 32 years old. He was trying to shoot his brother, apparently. He's a street peddler in Times Square. And I guess his family outing, whatever, his family dispute couldn't be settled somewhere a little bit more privately. So, of course, this led to many questions about crime in New York City. Is New York City safe? And look, has there been an uptick in crime in New York City since the pandemic and the blow to the economy? Yes. Is New York City still the safest big city in the country? Yes. Are we still dealing with historic low crime rate? Yes. But can there be more done to be safe? Hell yeah. And look, I say this as someone who, New York City, we're a great city. We have a lot of great things to offer. But we got a lot of crazy people walking and wandering the streets. And I mean people who are like certifiable. And for some reason, leadership in the city and the state, for some reason, has not paid much attention to that over the years. And it's really been sort of with the pandemic and what's happening with the economy, it has really become highlighted. It really has increased. And we have a mayor's race and it's going on. And look, if I was running for mayor, I would probably say, make Bellevue great again. Like, okay, let's get them help. Because they shouldn't be on the streets running around with hammers and machetes. And I said this before and I say it again, I don't know how these crazy people get machetes all the time. Like, is there a machete store I don't know of that? Because it seems like it's every other day, at least every other week, you hear a story about some like deranged person with a machete. So, I mean, let's, do something here in New York. Come on, folks. It's like, enough is enough. And to that guy who was trying to shoot his brother, caught in the McDonald's parking lot by the U.S. Marshals. Now, getting caught by the U.S. Marshals, that's a big deal. But in the McDonald's parking lot, it's kind of lame, man. It's like, if you're going to go on the run, then go on the run. Like, the guy was, like, seen at Walmart buying food for his dog, so. Now, the three victims are all going to be okay. The 4-year-old child was the one that really caught people's attention because the police officer was seen running with her to get her help. And she's going to be fine. And look, she's gonna have a really badass story to tell. Like, she's 4 years old now. If she's in school, going to like, kindergarten and then like elementary school, all these other kids are gonna be like, yeah, I got this scar because I fell off a monkey bar or my bike, I tripped. She's gonna be like, look, I got shot in New York City in Times Square. This girl has earned street cred for the rest of her life. So hopefully she'd be fine. Hopefully she's not emotionally scarred and won't be afraid to come back to the city or whatever or visit. So we got some other news, entertainment news. Ellen DeGeneres, the very popular talk show host, is ending her show in 2022. Now, Ellen DeGeneres has kind of seen a fall from grace. There were allegations of her show being sort of a toxic workplace environment. There's some people fired. Things seem to turn against Ellen DeGeneres in a way that you would be surprised, because she wasn't personally accused of doing anything, and she didn't, you know, she didn't shoot anyone. She didn't, you know, run over anybody with a van or something like that. So, but this is the thing when it comes to certain celebrities. When you have an image which is based on, like, friendliness and niceness, or, like, being an upstanding citizen, any slight demarcation from that, people will turn on you in a second. It doesn't matter, like, because, look, we're talking about a talk show host and comedian. Like, what high standard do we want to hold her up to, or any other person who's celebrity? Look at Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, professional golfer, you know, one of the probably well-known names on the planet. Tiger Woods, far from grace involved. He was on pills, he was cheating on his wife, and got into an accident. Pretty much standard celebrity fare, right? If there was some other celebrity or movie star, we wouldn't bat an eyelash about it. But because it was Tiger Woods, who had this image of being the perfect family man, and the kids, and, you know, people say, oh my God, he's horrible, he's the worst person in the world. And this is a more sort of benign version of that. But with Ellen, we kind of seen people's like, oh, I thought she was the nicest person ever to be born on the planet Earth. And it turns out she just might be a regular human being. So now people are like, I'm done with her. Which seems sort of ridiculous and a little over the top. But look, that's how people feel when they accept a certain image of you. And when you sort of depart from that image, and they get offended and they get upset. But she will be in her show next season, 2022. Now, speaking of shows, American Idol, which, you know, used to be part of a huge cultural zeitgeist. Like, people used to talk about American Idol all the time. Not so much anymore since it returned to television on ABC. But this is some interesting news. One of the finalists, a 16-year-old named Caleb Kennedy, has left the competition because an old video showed up of him with someone in a hood, which very similar to a Ku Klux Klan hood, the KKK, which is not a good look for pop music sales if you're trying to go that way. Now, he says, you know, it's been misinterpreted that a person in the video, they were trying to recreate images from a movie called The Strangers Part 2, which, okay, I mean, you're recreating images from, like, B movies that went straight to DVD. All right, I mean, interesting. But, you know, American Idol, though, is sort of going to continue with the other finalists. But I was just thinking about American Idol and the competition, and we're talking about, you know, early about the vaccines and, like, a lottery in Ohio. Maybe we should have, like, an American Idol style, like, show for people who get vaccinated. Like, you know, you can, like, do sort of imitations of your worst symptoms you had when you had the second shot. Or, you know, you can, you know, make up songs about standing on long lines to get your first shot. Whatever. We want to make vaccinated people superstars. We want to make them the next true American Idols. So we can get past this pandemic. So we can get back to normal stuff. Just like hating each other for regular reasons instead of for, like, a global pandemic. Isn't that what we really want to do? Like, we don't want to deal with, like, the existential crisis of, like, things like this. We want to hate each other for, like, other dumb reasons. You know, this is our right, as Americans, as citizens of the world, to be this way or to think this way. So this was just some thoughts about some things happening. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. You can find that in the podcast notes. You can also find me on Venmo if you want to drop a little, you know, donation to the podcast host. That's Venmo. That's @ManGlenn. Man with two N's. Glenn with two N's. Anyway, thank you for listening. Take care of yourself.